Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We have Larry on the line. Hi, Larry, how are you doing down there?
Oh, had a lot of rain. It's turned cooler, and looks like it's trying to go into fall in August up here in Oklahoma.
Yeah, we've got even some things starting to turn here, I noticed today. And it was really chilly last night. So, yeah, I think we are going to have a very early and very harsh winter. Excuse me. Before we get going, I'd like to remind everybody there is a new Prophetic Insider in a Twilight magazine now up free for all subscribers. Our Finding Home paperback has arrived and will be going out. Some of it will be going out tomorrow. For those who ordered, but you can order now. It's in paperback, and we're getting some really good reviews. Here's one of them. This latest, he's referring to Finding Home, is very, very good. I see how Jesus Christ is pulling out all the stops to reach the last of the last with the good news in a format and manner that delivers it to anyone. This is real and captivating testimony, a crowning work which demonstrates divine agape by delivering a message that leads to life. So that's just one of the reviews we've gotten, and that is Finding Home. And we also, of course, have Matrix 1 and 2, which really does answer tons of questions for people. However... We know that people today, having itching ears, they turn to fables, lies, and delusions, heap unto themselves fake preachers, teachers, and evangelists, and will not and cannot hear the truth of true salvation, and thus they perish by the millions. So, like Jesus said, having ears to hear, they cannot hear, and having eyes to see, they cannot see. And I have found through many, many years, it does not matter how many hundreds of verses of scripture you can lay before them. They just simply cannot and will not hear any of them. And that kind of led me to produce The Matrix and Finding Home. Because I asked the question, well, why? Well, it's the Matrix veil. And everyone has a veil over their mind. You have an affinity for the Matrix and actually want to stay here. This is why all the religions in the world, they don't get you out of the Matrix. They actually keep you in it. The Overlord has done a good job, and it started right after the Lord Jesus Christ left planet Earth with his sharp message, and... He's been hard at work ever since to destroy the truth. Been doing a very good job at it. We got a, I think maybe, Larry, you sent this one up. Some things that will happen in the near future. It's a prophecy. Trees are going to have such wind hit them, they're literally going to snap in half. Then it says, tell them how much I love them, and if they truly knew this, they would have no fear. All nature is turning reprobate. This is interesting now. All nature is turning reprobate as man moves closer and closer to the devil and his ways. Animals, insects, evil is attacking anything it can. Cover your loved ones with serious prayer. The crops are going to be attacked by insects. The animals are going to start acting very strange, wild animals. And that, of course, is, I'm sure you remember it, Larry, where even your pets can turn on you at the end. I think it all has to do with the cosmic radiation that's coming in, and it alters the thought processes. It alters the DNA of people. On our last show, we talked about deformities. DNA is being changed, and women are giving birth to really strange babies, and animals are giving birth to strange creatures. Anyway, crops will be attacked by insects. Animals will get very strange. Rain is going to be so heavy, you would think that Noah's flood was coming again. We're going to have some major snowstorms. Record-breaking snow is going to be happening. Last year up here was horrific. I got pictures of deer with the snow actually above their bellies and desperately looking for food. I should post one of those. Kind of interesting. And that was a couple days after the snow had actually settled a little bit. Man's sins have finally gotten to the level of Sodom and Gomorrah and the days of Noah, so the earth as we know it must be destroyed. Once again, man has become so perversely corrupted, and my people are in the middle of all this evil. Time to destroy evil and take back the earth that belongs to me. I'm not sure what that means. Hopefully it doesn't mean that, you know, this Christian, what do they call it, Larry, where the Christians are going to take the world for Christ. I can't think of the name of it right now, but anyway.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's an anomaly. It's an apostate thing. I don't think Jesus really needs a whole lot of help. I think he's powerful enough to take care of it himself. But here's an interesting one. A tsunami is coming to the East Coast with such force, many will be wiped out. I will tell you, when it is time to leave, you must give up this world and walk in my kingdom, so you will be able to forsake all and follow me. Nothing in this life is worth losing your soul over. That's been the ministry I've been preaching for a long, long time. If you don't want to turn your back on the world, then you can call it a work. You can call it lordship salvation. You can call it anything you want. You better do it. Jesus said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, not do what I say?" And if that one can't register in people's brains, I guess there's no hope for them, whatever. Great snowstorms are coming. They are going to stop everything in their tracks. That means huge storms, by the way. The tribulation will be harsh. If you choose your life over my kingdom, you will lose it. My word is truth. Time to listen to what it says. Those who know I love them will be at peace in the midst of all the storms. California, there will be other earthquakes. Don't think it's over. It's not over yet. Earthquakes, they haven't even begun yet. What's going to happen on the earth is going to shake things up. It has to. How do you think people are going to come into the kingdom of God that are living in the world? He's going to pull the things out of the world right out from under your feet. And then what are you going to have left? There will be nothing but God. What do you think, Larry? Kind of a interesting one, I thought.
Yeah, and something that kind of dovetails into that, on Q Alerts, on Steve Quayle's website, up in the upper right-hand corner, there's a new post came in, kind of interesting. It's an information post from a former FEMA insider, and what he's saying is what Standale and I and others have watched and found out is the fact that, the numerous agencies, you know, that handle all of this data are actually hiding and using AI in a lot of fashion to hide earthquakes, cover up earthquakes, cover up volcanic activity. There's a lot of it going on, according to this post, and people can go there and read it, stevequayle.com. That's what it says, and recently I've compared the European post and the USGS post alongside with RSOE, which is, you know, overseas, and a lot of the data, just like today, there was one earthquake USGS posted today. EMSC didn't even post it, but the RSOE EDIS site posted numerous earthquakes in Oklahoma today, so we're being kept from the truth.
Yeah, they don't want people to, particularly here in America, because I think they might just say, well, you know, I might as well quit my job and come home. And you remember the movie Deep Impact, where the reporter goes out to, I think he was a senator or something, and she's trying to interview him, and he retorts to her, you know, you used to be a human at one time, or basically like that. And he said, you know, I just want to be with my family, because he knew what was coming.
Yeah.
But they did not want to tell the world. She got shanghaied by Secret Service and was taken in to meet the president. And they didn't really want to tell the world what was going on. And that's exactly what is going on right now. They don't want to tell the people what's really going on. God's people are going to know what's going on, because you can't fool the Lord. He knows. Here's an interesting one, though, Larry. Maybe you can give us an update. Geomagnetic storm warning. A solar wind stream is heading for Earth. It could arrive as early as August 31st. NOAA forecasters say there is a 40% chance of a G2-class geomagnetic storm, an upgrade from earlier forecasts of a minor G1 event. Auroras could descend, therefore, to northern-tier U.S. states such as Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Montana, and Washington during the Labor Day weekend. You don't get to see those down here very often. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's true, and, you know, that actually is beginning tomorrow. And, by the way, I did forward you a Space Weather NOAA post about a photograph of an incredible sprat, you know, that was taken pictures of over China. And this thing, Stuart, if you look at it close, it looks like plasma.
It is. It's a plasma spike. Folks, we've been talking about these ancient drawings, and everybody thought they were cavemen or spacemen or something like that. They aren't. They've now proven what they are. Those are drawings of a plasma event, huge plasma events. We're starting to see more and more of these kind of things. I don't think people really understand plasma. Plasma can be very, very beautiful and harmless. On the other hand, it can be extremely powerful and destroy terribly. I can't remember, was it Valen Cosby or who it was, but kind of like when worlds collide. And for example, they now feel, and there's a guy that proved, I thought, very well, in a miniature form, the huge caverns in, or what you could call rifts, I guess, on Mars, caused by a planetary body passing fairly close by with huge plasma lightning effects going from planet to planet, gouging out these huge rifts that you see on Mars or on the equator. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to mention there, also when James McCaney, of course, he stopped, I guess, anything he'd been doing now. He kind of got shoved off of the media. But James McCaney said the same thing, and there were they alluded, James and others, that that's exactly what carved that big rift in the Grand Canyon region, you know, of the U.S., was an event between two bodies.
Yes, exactly. I don't think people can even begin to visualize the power of these plasma lightning strikes. And some plasma is very harmless. When I was an aviator, we used to have what we called St. Elmo's fire and ball lightning. And beautiful. I mean, dance on your windshield, dance on the props, dance on the jet turbine blades. It's just gorgeous. And but it's harmless. Usually pick it up when you're going through rain or you're going through clouds, and especially at night when you can really see it. But as I said, there are plasma events that are coming that are going to be huge. Plasma, lightning is actually a form of plasma. It's a very destructive form. And they are beginning to have now what they call positive lightning. Positive lightning is so powerful, if it hits your home, it'll just blow it to pieces. In fact, they've had that happen. There have been several homes that have been hit by positive lightning and it just blown them to kingdom high. It's just like they had a huge bomb inside. And we're going to see a lot more of that. In fact, I think, Larry, was reported that the deaths of lightning are now climbing rapidly. I think they were above last year's death. People don't pay any attention to lightning. You can have a thunderstorm 25 miles away, and you can be killed by lightning where you are, 25 miles away from the storm. And this is just going to increase, folks.
Well,
everything is going out of kilter. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, and I don't think you've seen it, but I saw a video earlier. I believe it was NOAA put it out. Mm-hmm. And then they had it on Fox also. It was a kind of an image of the Hurricane Dorian from space, and it looked like it is full of plasma lightning, Stuart.
Yeah. I don't think people realize the danger of this storm. How do I word this for the folks in Florida and on the coastal regions? Kind of at a loss for words. Things are changing so rapidly, the old models don't fit. This storm, we already have had a Category 6. They just didn't report it. It went back to a Category 5. You may remember that, Larry. I think it was a couple, 3 years ago. Out in the Caribbean, and it went to a Category 6. They don't even have a Category 6, but if you just take the leaps that they have between the categories and you just extend it, they had a Category 6. I believe you're going to see Category 6s and 7s that are going to devastate everything they hit. And things are changing, and people better wake up to that fact. It's not going to be like it was. And I don't know how to warn people about it, because most people don't pay any attention to those things anyway until it's too late. This is, it's going to get really, really serious, folks. And I noticed on space weather, this huge, and I do mean huge, gaping hole in the sun. What in the world is that going to bring to us? And
well,
they do have effects on storms.
Yeah. And, Stuart, what's interesting is with some of that streaming, that the excited protons and particles that's coming off the sun from that, listen, that's going to begin coming in around the time of the approach
yes.
of Dorian to Florida, and that only excites hurricanes.
Yeah. It's too bad they knocked McKinney off the air, basically. They did the same thing to Larry Parks. They told him to shut up. And basically, I think that's what they did to McKinney, because he kind of stopped talking about what he was talking about. And I think then it says here, a crack in Earth's magnetic field. there was no geomagnetic storm on August 26, but auroras appeared anyway. Unexpected by the forecasters, a crack opened an Earth's magnetic field, allowing solar wind into our planet's magnetosphere. And they photographed this. You're going to see stuff just like Jesus said you would. Strange sights in the heavens. And these are predominantly probably going to be plasma-like events, along with UFOs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And here's a headline from a Wisconsin paper. Northern lights be visible throughout Wisconsin over Labor Day weekend. So here we go. I got some headlines here on Dorian. I need you to comment on what's going on with Dorian, Larry. Monster storm on slow Florida track. Historic category 4 plus possible. So that's a 5 or higher. I know they say not possible. I'd be getting out of the way of this one if it doesn't,
Stuart,
disintegrate.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Larry. Go ahead.
You just brought that up, and I was going to tell you that a couple of minutes ago on Fox Business, they showed an update to Dorian, and they're showing now the winds are 125 miles an hour, which makes it a Category 4, and they're actually showing now that it's going to at least be 4 or above when it strikes Florida. The main concern, it seems, I've watched all day some of the experts, they're really concerned that if this doesn't impact and move north, that they're concerned that it may hit Florida and devastate that southern region and go over into the Gulf of Mexico, which then it would be able to impact our entire oil and fuel, you know, resources.
Yeah. We're under judgment, folks. I know a lot of people just cannot stomach that God would do this to this country. I got news for you. He's been doing it for some time. He's been calling this nation to repentance. They don't even know what the word repent means. They have no clue. So we're in for a siege unlike any other siege ever. I remember when the Lord took me to Washington and showed me what was going on down there, and absolute corruption, as we'll get into. There is no healing for the United States. It's not that God wouldn't heal it. We won't allow him to heal it. And so, therefore, we have to be destroyed. And what better way to attack, have it jump across Florida, devastate everything in its path, go into the Gulf, recycle itself, and then plunge northward. This could be devastating for the nation. In fact, it could really be totally devastating for the nation. We're just going to have to really watch this. The Lord is fed up with Babylon. He's fed up with the whole thing. And I guess I would have hit the delete button a long, long time ago. But that's the patience and the mercy and the compassion and the love of the Lord. He's hoping and wanting people to repent. So he's going to hit here and hit there and try to get people to wake up. They don't seem to want to wake up. Anyway, it says here, unload feet of rain. big danger. Labor Day landfall. Now, I found that kind of interesting, that it would be maybe possibly on Labor Day, seeing how the Lord kept saying that we would be in labor pains, the pains of a woman giving birth. So we're getting awful close, folks. He's just heaping one sign, one warning, one threat after another. And I just wish people would wake up, but they aren't going to because the Bible says they aren't going to. Anyway, long lines just to get into Costco. I guess all the fuel is about sold out and the food is about sold out too, isn't it, Larry, down there?
Yeah, that's the latest I've heard is the they're out of fuel, and all the shelves are pretty much bare, and they're waiting on word to evacuate. Of course, when you talk about, and Augusto mentioned this earlier today on a show he had, he said, this is incredible because we don't have a lot of time and they haven't issued the order, but to evacuate, you're talking about millions of people. And you remember, you had a relative trying to evacuate a storm one time and he just almost wasn't able to do it. And by the way, I just wanted to add this and get your opinion. The president's having a meeting, which the governor of Florida has refused to attend because he said this storm is too dangerous and he can't leave Florida. And then Trump also canceled a trip and a meeting, I believe it was in Poland, and said as this storm's coming in, he cannot leave the country. Do you find that maybe a clue? This is going to be really something to watch, Stuart?
Absolutely, and I don't want to sound tinfoil hat-ish, folks, but I do have my tinfoil hat on occasionally. And this one reminds me of weather warfare. And I think the way this is acting, in fact, on TV, I heard I think it was on Fox News, but I can't remember who it was. But they were talking about the track and everything, and the guy was an expert meteorologist, and he said this is a very strange storm. That's the way he worded it. So there's something about this storm we really have to watch, and I have a daughter down in Alabama, and I'm going to be praying to see hunker, either hunkers down or leaves. Depending on where this thing goes. If it goes out into the Gulf and then heads north, and if it re-strengthens, this is going to be a horrible, horrible storm. But this is one of the reasons that Larry and I have repeatedly told people to prepare. And going out of Miami or up through there is a long haul. And there's only, what, one main interstate, isn't there?
I believe that's right, Stuart, and it would have to handle millions, literally millions of people.
Yeah. My brother lived in Houston at the time of that, and he related how he got out on the thruway. They were evacuating, and basically they were stuck. So he took he got off to an off-ramp, and they went on roads that were far less traveled. And I would advise everybody listening that is on that East Coast area, get out your map, stay away from the interstates if you can possibly do it, and travel the back roads. It may take you a little longer, but it'll get you out. There was a scientist who said he was really afraid that what was going to happen one day is that people would start to ignore these warnings. Like, when was it? They had a warning of a Category 5, and suddenly it dropped down to a Category 1 and did almost no damage. That was, what, a year or two ago when that happened, Larry?
That was, I believe, last year up the west side of Florida.
Yeah, so people are probably not going to be paying much attention to this one, and they're going to try and ride it out. And it may not go back down. This thing can keep accelerating. And as Larry pointed out, when you've got solar wind coming in, solar radiation and solar particles hitting that storm, it's apt to excite it, increase it, not decrease it. Anyway, here's another one of this is on never seen anything like this ever. Grocery shelves emptying, gas stations running dry. You don't want to be in the midst of this. So anyway, then former Canadian Prime Minister rooting for a direct hit on Mar-a-Lago. Evidently he doesn't like Trump. Is that what you would guess from that?
I would think so, but I've seen numerous posts today that the crosshairs is on Mar-a-Lago. Nobody seems to like that because of Trump.
Well, yeah, if this is weather warfare and this is being steered and they don't like Trump, well, we'll take out Mar-a-Lago first. He's in Camp David, I think, now. I don't think there's much chance it's going to go to the north, although eventually it will. Anyway, here's another headline. First, Comey exonerated Hillary. Then he exonerated himself. When the Department of Justice Inspector General released a report on Thursday confirming fired FBI Chief James Comey as a leaker of government secrets in violation of FBI policy and his employment contract in order to achieve a personally desired outcome, the gravity of the charge went right over his head. No shame. But I don't believe that's exactly what's going on. They keep saying, well, there's more coming out, and we're going to get him. I think what they're really doing is they're finding out what the public reaction is to James Barr exonerating him, or Bill Barr, rather, exonerating him, basically. Now, this is just my own tinfoil hat conspiracy theory, but it does have some basis of fact from things I've vetted some time ago, as best as you can vet some of this stuff. Here's what really probably happened. Comey was told to stop Hillary, as deep state really wanted Trump to win it. Now, this sounds very bizarre, but hang on to this. And Hillary was going to win if they did not do something. Insider Secret Service agent said to Trump was selected by deep state way back in 2013 to be the next president. So Comey does his thing about Hillary just before the election. And that act of national TV claiming Hillary was a criminal and did all this stuff, but we're not going to prosecute, right? That's what happened. And that put the brakes on Hillary and gave Trump the advantage. Remember that Hillary said more than once, they, meaning deep state, would not let her win. Now, here's the deal. What's going on right now? Have they given the nod to Hillary? I'm not sure why they wanted Trump in there. Maybe they thought he was going to be real easy to handle. And maybe he turned out to be a rogue. It wasn't easy to handle at all. We don't know. But she is having a $50,000 plate dinner. What for? Or for what? And here's another one. No worries for Omar, protected from the FEC threat. Oh, the many ways that Washington can protect its players. After allegations surfaced that Representative Omar improperly spent campaign funds for her reputed lover, charges were filed against the Minnesota Democrat with the FEC, the Federal Election Committee, because it is a very serious offense. Jesse L. Jackson, Jr., a Democrat from Illinois, was sent to jail on similar charges. But Obama has no worries, thanks to one person whose names we do not know, and Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer is in a position to make sure that that does not change. What do you think, Larry? I mean, this is so corrupt now. I mean, they're coming right out into the open. We got a two-tier system, one for you and me, one for them.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, as I shared the other day, I think I did anyway, that Joe DiGenova and his wife both said it's clear now to everybody that there's a two-tier system in America. You know, if you're on one side, you're totally protected. If you're not, your hamburger meat, basically. And that's the way it is here in America. You know, one thing about it, Stuart, you know, even if the Creator decides he's not going to bring down the evil in this nation, One thing about it, he has certainly exposed it, even to the people in America that have their ears plugged up and their eyes shut.
I love that. Yeah, that's absolutely right. He didn't say that they would turn and repent. He just said he was going to show and reveal it all. Nothing that was hidden, all that was hidden would be revealed. And that's what he's doing, and he's doing it through Trump. If they can't figure out now what's going on, the American people will never figure it out. It's funny, it's sad, but it's funny in a way. Here's one from that ne'er-do-well Sort Your Fall people. Ghost Warrior wants Trump assassinated. Hence, it's coming soon. What do you think about this article? Did you read this one at all, Larry?
I saw it, but I didn't have time to read it before the show. But there are a lot of chatter in the background, and we do know that there appear to be a lot of attempts and a lot of threats in that fashion, you know, that's going on, and it's unprecedented. No president has ever been done like this. I suppose when Trump came into office, remember how they kept alluding to JFK and
yes.
His wife, and how that Trump and his wife reminded them of JFK. That was not by mere coincidence. That was because they were threatening his life and family even then.
Yeah, I can remember George H.W. Bush. They asked him about Trump, and he took his thumb and he raised up his head and he went sliced through the throat when they were talking about Trump, which was a direct death threat, basically, because H.W. Bush is very, very powerful, or was. He's dead now. He's not so powerful anymore, and I'm sure he probably regrets a lot of it. But I wanted to read part of this because it's about a Congressman Herlong, and he put into the congressional record that still remains to this day the most chilling exposure of the vast communist plan to destroy the United States from within, and of whose 45 communist goals to achieve this sees nearly all of them completed today. Now, here's just a few of them. Gun control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of all teachers' associations. Now, NAA, the National Teachers, or NT, I can't remember what they're, it's a big, big union, openly came out and said they were communists, socialists. Infiltrate the press. All you got to do, folks, take a look at MSNBC, CBS, CNN, the Communist News Network, CNN, all of them. They're nothing but propaganda, communist propaganda media. I don't know why people are paying any attention to them at all, but they've been softened up. So that infiltrate the press, all the newspapers. Most of your big chain newspapers are all communist propaganda outlets. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy making positions. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. Now, they have been doing that for a long time. In fact, they are using the Constitution to destroy the Constitution. They're very, very intelligent people. Their intellect is Satan's intellect. He's a liar and a murderer from beginning. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he works through the minds of fallen mankind. They are all in the matrix. People don't really understand what this matrix is all about. It's too bad, because if they really understood it, they'd know exactly why Jesus Christ commanded what he commanded. But they don't pay any attention to that anymore. That's all been redacted and removed, and Jesus is... Actually, I'm kind of working on a book from time to time. It's called The Second Killing of Christ, of how they're killing Christ. The Christian leaders are actually literally killing and murdering Jesus Christ over again by apostasy, by perversion of what the scriptures say. Anyway, discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. What did Hillary Clinton tell you? It takes a community to raise a child. Adults, on the other hand, have to go to a FEMA re-education camp. She actually came right out and said so. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. I don't know how many people go to these, you go to a park, you go here, you go there, and you see some monstrous modern art sculpture that has absolutely no meaning whatsoever. And they call it art. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography, obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as totally normal, totally natural, and totally healthy. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the grounds that it violates the principles of separation of church and state. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs. Discredit the American founding fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teachings of American history. What are they doing, toppling all these statues? Folks, they're rewriting our history. Here's what Nikita Khrushchev, premier of Russia, some time ago said. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we'll keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you finally wake up and find you already have communism. We won't have to fight you. We'll so weaken your economy until you fall over like overripe fruit into our hands. What do you think, Larry? How far along are they?
Oh, my, Stuart. I would have to say, standing back and looking at America and what seems to be now the core of America, we're already there.
Yeah. We have been taken over by the communist folks, and as soon as they get Trump out of the way, which I believe they're going to do fairly rapidly. They're going to have to, or he's going to be told, this is what you are going to do if you want your family to live. This is how they operate. Here's John Brennan. Now, he's still out running around. He's a communist. He voted communist way back in 1976, entered the CIA in 1980. Full-fledged communist. Hillary Clinton has as one of her other elite guests at her Martha's Vineyard gathering, Sir Evelyn de Rothschild, of the Imperial European Banking Family. Folks, you have been scammed. That's all I can tell you. It's too bad that you didn't notice it, but I guess we're all like that. We don't notice things that are done a little bit at a time. But the Bolshevik Communist Revolution in Russia was actually financed by London and New York City bankers. That's an absolute fact. So we're just getting back what we gave. And remember what the Lord said, I'm going to give you back four times over what you have given the world. And unfortunately, here we are. And it's not going to be good. Now, another date that's coming up. Communists took control of the entire nation of Russia on 23 October 2017. So we should be watching this fall very closely to see if they're going to try and do it again over here instead of there. Anyway, it's just too bad this is where we are. Here's another quote before we get into other things. And Larry, I don't know what else you got, but pipe up with it. If one understands that socialism is not a share-the-wealth program, but is in reality a method to consolidate and control the wealth, then the seeming paradox of super-rich men promoting socialism becomes no paradox at all. Instead, it becomes very logical. Even the perfect tool of power-seeking megalomaniacs. Psalm 2. If you haven't read it, go read it. If you haven't memorized it, memorize it. You're going to need to understand what's actually going on around here. Anyway, what you got, Larry? What else you got?
Well, there's a new headline out also. This new, I know that you'll click onto this one real quick. Drudge Report had it in red. Ilhan Omar is now demanding the United Nations take control of U.S. borders in a mirror image of the EU migrant crisis. In other words, look what's happened to the EU. They're being absolutely demolished by this migrant movement. And now Omar, who is protected, as you already read, is bringing that to the good old USA. But like you said, they've got to get Trump's foot out of this door to move forward from here.
Yep, this is all UN. Remember, the UN did pass a law of, I can't remember, I don't think we signed on to it. We almost did, but I guess we didn't. I'm sure we will under Hillary, that the borders should all be open and anybody should be able to migrate anywhere they want all over the world, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The United Nations is a communist operation. The Charter of the United Nations is a communist charter. Control under the United Nations, folks, is a martial law military operation. Peacekeeping forces. They are the new army. Read State Department document 7277. That's why they're going after the guns. They have to get the guns. They don't want you to be able to, defend yourself and your families. If they can get the guns, then they can come get you. I think they're probably, for all gun owners, they'll be coming to kill the gun owners, and then I don't know what they do with the guns. Maybe take them for trophies. Who knows? They have to get the guns. And they're going to have a hard time in America, but we have so many people now that are probably 50% of the American people want the guns taken away. Well, they're idiots. What do they think guards the entire rest of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution itself? It's the Second Amendment. It is what gives the people of the United States the right to rise up with arms and put down a tyrannical government. That's what it's for, in order to maintain a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, of course, you've got all these traitors that are reinterpreting that, and they sit on the Supreme Court, and they infringe it all the time. Well, we have to be reasonable. One of the senators said, "Well, you don't have any right to have a automatic weapon or even a semi-automatic weapon. What for?" Well, she ought to read the Second Amendment. These people swear an oath to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and they are the internal enemy of America at this point in time. They're committing treason against the American people. Nobody dares call it that. That's what it is. Nobody dares to call it. It's a communist insurgency. That's what it is. Nobody dares call it the system that's coming in, the Antichrist system. That's what it is. Jesus Christ did not mince any words when he said, either do what I tell you or you're going to perish in your sins. It's not that he doesn't love everybody on planet Earth. I've seen the love he has for all of his creation. That's not going to stop him from destroying everyone that does not do as he commanded. And people can sit there and say, well, I don't believe in Jesus Christ. I don't believe that at all. Oh, but it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. Reality is what reality is. Yeah, there is humanity has no excuse whatsoever. The Bible says only a fool says there is no God. And only a fool can't figure out who Jesus Christ is, or they are intentionally blinded by the Lord for a purpose only he knows. That's why the Bible says what it says. The only name under the heavens by which anyone can be saved. You know why that is? Because Jesus Christ is the one who created it all. He's the one who created the matrix. He's the one who did the lockdown of humanity. And he is the one who came behind enemy lines and warned us that we were in a matrix and warned us how to get out of it. And he alone has the only key. And why does he have the only key? Because he's the one who is the locksmith. He made the lock that locked down humanity and the entire matrix. The locksmith is the one who has the key. Very, very simple. I don't know why people can't figure that one out. What's this one, Larry? An anomalous, sudden, stratospheric warming is forming over Antarctica right now. Australia and New Zealand should prepare for a replay of 2018's Beast from the East. What? Have you seen this one?
Well, I heard about it, and they have been saying lately, without tying it to the sprites, the sprite activity, yes. When that began, they also began to say that their satellites were seeing that there was a great influx of heated elements, if you will, in our upper atmosphere all the way to space and beyond. And it includes radiation also. So I'll tell you what, there's more going on around us and above us than we're really aware of.
By far. And a lot of this is due to the approach of the destroyer. The more and more radiation that's coming in because of solar minimum, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just exactly like the Lord said was going to happen in the last days, just before the tribulation period. That's where we are, folks. We're on the timeline. We're entering in. Actually, we've been entering in and having the warnings that the Book of the Colburn talked about for the approach of the destroyer, which in turn aggravates the sun, which in turn aggravates the earth and the solar system. All the planets in our solar system are changing. They're changing rapidly. And there's a reason for it. And, of course, you know, because we live in a country which absolutely likes to the government loves to keep things from the people, and they love to lie. Unfortunately for them, they're going to perish in their own lies. They're going to perish in their own preparations to escape. Yeah, that's just the way it is. If anybody thinks they can escape the Lord Jesus Christ, they got another thought coming. And I was re-looking at the book Theomatics the other day about the mathematical continuity of the Bible from the Old Testament all the way to the end of the book of Revelation. It is just absolutely incredible. The odds of that being written by human beings is quadrillions and quadrillions to one. It couldn't happen. Therefore, mathematically speaking, no one has any excuse whatsoever. And here we are watching all these signs coming in. And what's this thing about these UFO stuff that I saw? Let's see. Well, let me get to this one first, Larry. What do you make of this one? Secretive U.S. government agency needs to be underground by Friday. What is that? Fox News.
I missed that one. I do know that the Trump administration are moving a number of agencies quickly out of Washington, D.C. To Colorado, I believe it is, or some of the other locations. Kind of weird.
Yeah, it says the U.S. government agency that birthed the network, which ultimately became the Internet, is apparently in need of an underground lair, and fast, by tomorrow, to be specific. DARPA, which has famously been involved in a range of projects, including neural implants for U.S. soldiers, made it known in Wednesday tweet. So what is this? Do they know something we don't that's coming and they want to be underground? Sounds exciting and ominous. To which DARPA account replied, even to us. So I don't know, folks. I don't know what this is about. Maybe they know something about the sun that we don't. Maybe something's occurred on the sun that they've seen and they're not going to tell anybody. Just seems kind of odd. And I don't know, Larry. Just the whole thing is kind of strange. Everything.
Well, I find it interesting, Stuart, that so many have gotten so quiet and information has stopped. But Dr. Doom, Ed Dames, suddenly has just entered a black hole. You can't get anything from him.
Well, I think they knew, and they did do the remote viewing, and I think they feel that this is it's close. And there's been a number of prophecies we've gotten from people where the Lord told them that this is going, is beginning, and it's going to get horrific. The Lord is calling people to repentance, but they're not, according to the book of Revelation, they don't repent. They just raise their fist even harder against God rather than repent. It's kind of like if your dad gave you a whipping and you got angry, you got the whipping, rather than, gee, maybe I shouldn't have done that, and you learn to correct yourself. We do just the opposite. The worse it gets, the more we raise our fist in anger at the Lord. And I don't know. I'm at a loss for the whole thing. Anyway, folks, everything you've heard, this is why you need to be prepared. We have no idea when the Lord is actually going to come back for his people. Everybody's wishing and hoping that it'll be soon, but we don't know that, so you got to prepare for it. I'll close with this headline, panic buying in Florida. There you go. Any last word, Larry?
Oh, I tell you what, people need to be keep their eyes open this weekend all through the Labor Day holiday. There seems to be apprehension in the government about something possibly coming.
Yeah, they know something we don't, and obviously they have already told us they are not going to tell us. So this is why you need to be prepared for just about anything. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, folks. Heads up, your redemption hopefully is drawing very, very nigh. Things are really starting to get how do I say, rapid fire. And anyway, take care of yourselves. Remember, the Lord does love you, and if you're on his side, you will probably be protected. But if you're not, you definitely will not be protected, and that's something you ought to put in your pipe and smoke. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you again, the Lord willing. Good night.